ABC Radio Australia.
Now, the life of Australia's largest oil and gas project will be extended to 2070, with Australian Environment Minister Murray Watt giving the long-awaited environmental approval for the North West Shelf project to be extended beyond 2030. Woodside proposed the life extension to its West Australian gas facility 6 years ago, and it has sat under assessment since then. On Tuesday, Tuvalu's Climate Minister, Mai Natalia, said the North West Shelf extension would lock in emissions until 2070, threatening our survival and undermine Australia's chances at hosting the next global climate conference in 2026, in partnership with Pacific nations. But recently, Vanuatu's Climate Change Minister, Ralph Regan-Vanu, had this to say about the project.
We have continued to make it very clear to Australia that we expect them to stop approving any new oil and gas projects.
Lucy Cooper spoke to Dr. Wesley Morgan, a fellow at the Climate Council.
Australia has told Pacific Island countries that Australia will work with them to shift away from coal, oil and gas. And this is what's needed to ensure the survival of Pacific Island countries. So, you know, either fossil fuels will survive beyond 2050, or Pacific Island countries will. And this decision really undercuts that idea that Australia is working with the Pacific to ensure the survival of island nations.
What does it signal about Labor's approach to climate?
Well, what it says is that the federal government in Australia is getting on with the energy transition at home. So we're shifting away from coal-fired power to wind, solar and storage. But the federal government continues to approve new coal and gas projects for export and is not prepared to do anything to limit that those fossil fuel exports. The trouble is that Australia's fossil fuel exports over the next 5 years will be more than three times greater than all of the emissions from, the emissions from those exports will be three times greater than all of the emissions from Australia's domestic economy. So this is just untenable, right, to be shifting to wind, solar and storage at home while approving coal and gas for export.
What message does this send to Pacific politicians like Tuvalu's climate minister, who only this week vocalised his opposition to the project?
Yes, so Tuvalu this week has said that approving this extension of this massive gas project would threaten the survival of Tuvalu and would violate the spirit of cooperation between Australia and the Pacific. You know, this isn't a short-term political decision. This is about the moral dimensions of the relationship between Australia and the Pacific. And what the message it sends is that Australia does not yet care enough about Pacific Island countries to work with them to ensure their survival.
And Australia has a bid in to host COP, and that would be in partnership with the Pacific. The Vanuatu's climate minister said that if Australia would like to host COP with the Pacific Island nations, they would hope that it would mean that they would approve no further oil and gas projects or extend them. But we've seen that happen today. Do you think that this will maybe make the relationship tenser, or, you know, even threaten the Pacific support of Australia hosting COP in the next few years?
Look, Pacific leaders have been clear that they want to host the UN climate talks with Australia. So the Palau president, Sarungal Whips, the Vanuatu climate minister, Ralph Regan-Vanu, they have said that it would be a good thing as an opportunity to tell the world what needs to happen for shifting away from coal, oil and gas and to clean energy as fast as possible. So I think they would be telling the Australian government that this is a devastating and disappointing decision, and really it should be a line in the sand that if Australia wants to host the UN climate talks with the Pacific and cement the relationship by working together with island nations to address their key security threat, then Australia will need to end the approval of these massive new carbon bombs, these massive new coal and gas projects.
And that was Dr. Wesley Morgan, a fellow at the Climate Council here on Pacific Beat.